They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Are people spending money yet?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the Morning Open, a look at the economy as trading gets started for the day and for the week. Shopping for better retail news and more unease about Dubai. First, our question of the moment. Where's Wall Street? Numbers are mixed right now. The S&P down just a tad, less than a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq is down about a quarter of a percent, and the Dow pretty much flat, down about 2 points at 10,307. Asian stocks surged today, 3% or more, and European markets are mixed right now. The FTSE's up slightly. Everyone else seems to be down in Europe at this moment. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at S&P Equity Research. He's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
So big shopping weekend just passed, and the National Federation of Retailers reported flat spending compared to last year, but more people in the stores and online. I mean, how are investors seeing these retail numbers?
Well, in anticipation of the results, we had retail stocks up anywhere from 35 to 65%. So I think that investors are saying, you know, it could have been a lot worse, and earlier on, that's what they were expecting.
So, I mean, Sam, how do we see recovery when the unemployment rate is so high? How do we gauge it?
Well, investors are anticipators. We expect to see the unemployment rate peak sometime in the summer of 2010, but we're reminded that the stock market rose a good year before the unemployment rate fell below 10% in 1982 and advanced 21 months before the unemployment rate peaked back in 1990. So investors do tend to look pretty far ahead.
So we're talking historic precedents too, right?
We're talking historic precedents that I think a lot of investors hope repeat themselves, but there's no guarantee they will.
All right. Let's talk about Dubai. It's been in the news for the past few days. Today, one of the top finance people is saying the government's not guaranteeing Dubai World's debt. I mean, it sounds like the latest news will sort of aggravate investors' concerns.
It will, in my opinion. The feeling is that Dubai World, which is not a government but a private entity, is not being backed up by its own government. And I think investors here in the States are thinking, uh-oh, here we go all over again. Maybe 2010 will be like 2008, in which we are roiled by credit market concerns.
Yeah. All right. Sam Stovall from New York. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. The Obama administration is expected to announce an expansion of its Making Home Affordable program. They're announcing a plan today that'll force lenders to be more aggressive about renegotiating payment plans, all a part of the effort to keep homeowners out of foreclosure. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from our bureau in New York City. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
So remind us how the program works.
The government's been offering lenders $1,000 to renegotiate more mortgage payments for borrowers who can't keep up. And then the lenders can get another $1,000 a year for up to 3 years. So the way it's supposed to work is the lenders negotiate new terms with the borrowers, and then the borrowers get a trial phase where they make the reduced payments for a while. If everything goes right, those reduced payments should become the regular payments for the rest of the loan. But what it looks like is happening instead is that lenders are putting the borrowers through these trial periods for a while, and then they're just going back to the old terms.
So the administration's trying to fix that, right?
Exactly. The changes the administration's going to announce are supposed to force the lenders to make those modifications permanent. So for the first thing it'll do is stop paying the cash incentives until that happens. The other things it's going to do, the government's going to check up on those lenders daily, and it'll also make the lenders provide much more specific plans about how they're carrying out these loan modifications.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Today is the day a lot of e-retailers have circled on their calendars, and over the past few years, Cyber Monday has been getting more and more attention. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to tell us whether he thinks it'll live up to the hype. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Steve.
So here we are, what, just a few years into Cyber Monday, and is this ever, do you think, going to overtake Black Friday or Christmas Eve as the biggest shopping day of the year?
No, I don't think it is, because Black Friday is a sport, and Christmas Eve is always the biggest day in terms of dollars, and that's just panic-driven.
But, Alan, isn't this a generational thing? I mean, there are some 15-year-olds who spend all of their time online. I mean, doesn't that bode well for the future of Cyber Monday?
It will, but I still think there's something visceral, because no matter how computer literate you are, there's a lot to be said for going out to the mall. It's fun. It's an experience. I'm a man with three daughters and no sons. I learned to get up at the crack of dawn on Black Friday because they were all going out for the 5 a.m. specials. It's become a custom, and it's been whipped up by marketing. And the marketing guys who invented the concept of Black Friday, they've now invented Cyber Monday. And not to be overly cynical, but I've actually got a day I want to put on the calendar for next year.
Oh, boy. What is that, Alan?
It'll be Registry Wednesday. See, doesn't that sound great?
It does. It almost rhymes.
It's close. So after Cyber Monday, we wait a day for everyone's fingers to calm down, and then we have people post what they want for the holidays. People will log on, and there'll be specials among the registry firms, and it'll be a whole new thing, and you and I will make a fortune because we'll trademark the term, and we can send people out to do our shopping next year.
You know, I think there is such a thing, though, Alan, and it's Santa Claus. So, I mean, you know.
I think that one's been trademarked. So.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get in on that one, Alan. See you at the shopping mall, Alan Sloan.
Take care, Steve. Should you take us?
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. And finally, the British government gave nearly $500,000 for a study after a bowling technician's freak accident. It found kids are in danger of getting hurt by running down the lanes and knocking over pins by hand. They'd be at risk of getting caught in the pin resetting machine. A bowling association spokesman says he's never heard of anything like that ever happening. The authors of the report even considered making owners put barriers up across the lanes to block access, but there were complaints people wouldn't be able to see what they were aiming at. Check us out online with our scratch pad. Scott Jago's there waiting for your thoughts at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.